Right now, we're just about to be grilled by Tufty. See, the trouble is, when I give people nicknames, I forget their real names. Tristan, that's it, Tristan. Yeah. So you've got three questions. I did say five just now, and the look of horror on your face. So three questions that you've gone on. Give us the first question.
The first one is, how long have you had this radio for?
How long have we had this radio for? We launched in 2010, January 23rd. 6 months hard work went into that. So it's about, how many is that? About eight, 9 years? Almost 9 years. Early nine, well, it's about 9 years since we've been going. And obviously we've been FM for, we should have a party, shouldn't we? Because it's coming up to a year in November. So there you go, FM for a year in November, but as an internet radio station since January 2010. So yeah, it's eight and a bit years, all right? Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Good. What's the next one?
What's the best thing about working at a radio?
Working at a radio. Well, you must have sussed this out. Every day is different. You learn different things, you meet different people, and it never gets bored. I never get bored, you know, it's not boring. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
So what's the best things about working in a radio station then? Is it like communication, having some fun? I mean, you got a smile on your chops most of the days, haven't you? Well, sort of. Don't you think? Is that you? Is that the aliens joining us?
What was that funny noise
that came through our headphones in. I don't know what it was. It's not me trying to zap you. Do you ever see that there was an episode of The Simpsons once where they all went to the doctor, and because they were all having a go at each other, and the doctor said, I'm going to try something, and he put some things around their collars, and every time someone was horrible, he zapped them, and then he gave the control to the family. So he had Homer Simpson zapping his wife and so on and so on. It was really funny. That's not what I was doing, by the way. That's not what that noise was about. Anyway, what's your next question?
The last question is, I work in the radio and why?
Hang on, was that the last question? Or was the next one?
The last one.
How many have you asked then? You've only asked one, haven't you?
I've asked two.
What was the other one then?
What's the best thing about working in the radio?
And what was the next one? Have we lost count here? We've only had one question, haven't we?
Yeah, two.
What was the first one?
The first one was, how long have you had this radio?
Oh, yeah.
And then the second one, what's the best thing about working in the radio?
See what it's like working with an old man. You have to remind me. You're right, we've had two questions, haven't we, already? So what was the third one?
Do you like working in radio and why?
Well, more or less the same reasons as previous questions. I just, you know, it's nice to meet different people. It's nice to, you know, work on communication with people. It's nice to watch people grow in an industry that people are fairly fearful of. Let's be honest, when you first came in, you were a bit sort of, you know, didn't know what to expect, especially being around a microphone. Now you're a lot more confident, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm hoping you are, anyway. So that's one of the things that I like about it, and I really would like to have a big sign on the door saying radio therapy, because that's what it is. It gives people an opportunity to boost their confidence and smile a bit and have some fun. That's what it's all about. Anyway, should we carry on? Should we get on with the show now?
Okay.
Okay. We've got to ask you, we're doing a lunchtime social debate. We've got two topics. We've mentioned one, which is homework. What was the second one?
I think the second one's, how long should children or teenagers have their technology for?
Okay. Do you have an idea on that? What's the ruling? As much as you like?
I think it's like down to the parents, like to see if they can get their kids into a routine.
Yeah.
Of like.
Are you in a routine?
Yes.
Do you get, are you restricted to how much time you can have on technology?
I get my devices taken off me at 9 o'clock.
Right. Okay. Is that fair?
Yeah.
I like that. I like the fact that you like that it's fair. So there's less chance of you trying to, you know, react to it and try and break the rules. I think that's a good thing. But there's the other argument is, hang on a minute, why should you restrict somebody that is going to be living predominantly in a world where everything is technology and you need to know how it works? But for this interim period, I do like the idea of restricting things. And, you know, let's, instead of, because let's be honest, We talked about communication, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And you walked in and you now know what radio is. It's communication.
Yeah.
How many times have you watched other people? How many times have you watched the television and been in a situation where you're watching others not communicate? They're all looking at their phones and their tablets.
I just find it a bit awkward. Like, you've got to, like, talk to them, but they're just, like, on their phone. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a good thing to take things away and actually communicate with people, you know, actually talk. Because once we've lost the art of communication, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.